This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Antarctica is known for its great expanses of white, and not just snow.
If it's fresh, it can either be still white or pinkish, and eventually it all turns brown, muddy brown.
Steph Bokhorst is an ecologist at Vrije University in Amsterdam, and the initially white stuff he is talking about is penguin poop.
The first thing you notice of it is the smell. Basically, you're squishing through puddles of what you first think is mud, but it's actually just poo. And that produces that really strong ammonia smell, which you can really smell from miles away.
But it's not just the smell that travels on the wind. Ammonia contains nitrogen, a valuable fertilizer. So the winds carry nourishment to nearby mosses and lichens. And that in turn supports teeming communities of the largest fully terrestrial animals in Antarctica. Invertebrates, like springtails and mites. Bokhorst and his colleagues took air and plant samples around the poop piles and found this airborne ammonia fertilizer enriches life as far as a mile away. The full details are in the journal Current Biology. And the work makes it easier for scientists like Bokhorst to remotely estimate Antarctica's biodiversity.
You don't have to go to all these different field sites. You can actually basically sit at home, take these pictures with the satellites, and then get an idea of where the highest biodiversity should be along the peninsula.
Of course, doctors have long taken a stool sample to get medical information about a patient, and now ecologists will be able to use imagery to track feces and predict its beneficial effects at the bottom of the world. In short, don't poo-poo the poo. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.